En el apartado de máster en grupobaugan.com. ¿Estás en paro? Infórmate de las próximas convocatorias en inglesparadesempleados.com. inglesparadesempleados.com. El máster en inglés profesional te ofrece este programa.
No excuses.
Let's get ready to rumble. Here we go. We're here with Mammon, your first day back.
Yes.
I'm with Gabrielle.
Hello.
So let's get ready to rumble. What does it mean?
No sé.
We're going to start.
Let's get ready to fight.
To fight?
Yeah. So we started doing this the other day. It's from the world of boxing.
Okay.
A man called Michael Buffer, and this is his signature. So they have the big, in the big boxing fights take place in a, mostly in a hotel in Los Angeles, no, Las Vegas. Called the MGM Grand, and inside the hotel or as part of the complex there's a stadium which I think can seat at least 10,000 people. So you have a big, you know, the heavyweight boxing championships of the world, the big fights with Floyd Mayweather and all these guys, Lomachenko, all these people. And this guy introduces and he says, for the benefit of the viewers at home and their tens of millions and the tens of thousands here, let's get ready to rumble. And off he goes. So let's get ready to fight. Are you ready to fight?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, let's go. Let's do a question mix from English O'Clock. Can you act as well as an actor?
No, I can't.
Very good. Is being an adult more difficult than being a teenager? Short answer.
Yes, it is.
Very good. What's the best food in the world for you?
Paella.
Give me the best food
in the world for me is paella.
Okay, and
It's Paella.
Paella, very good. Right. What's your favorite song?
My favorite song is Where I Go by Mark Knopfler.
Mark Knopfler. Yeah, hard name to say. Knopfler. Yeah, I think his father was Czech, if I remember correctly. Yeah. Do you know when Donald Trump was born, approximately?
No, I don't.
Do you know how old he is, approximately?
About 70.
Yeah, he's 71, maybe 71, 72 at the most. I think it's 71. Where were you yesterday at 3 p.m.?
I was at home yesterday at 3 p.m.
Am I richer or poorer than Madonna?
I don't know, but I think you're poorer than Madonna.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. Will there be a movie night at your house tomorrow?
No, it won't. Well, on TV.
Careful. Will there be?
No, there won't.
Very good. This is one of the mysteries for us as English teachers. We ask students... Will there be? And they always give the answer, yes, it is.
Yes.
I don't know, it's a strange thing. Did you take a sip of water yesterday?
What's that sip?
Un sorbo.
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, very good. Ask him how many sips he took.
How many sips did you take?
I took 50 sips.
All right, very good. Do you know anybody who plays for Real Madrid?
No, I don't.
Very good. By the way, an American would say plays on Real Madrid. Yeah, I would say for. Huh? How long does it take you to take the milk out of the fridge?
It takes me 1 second to take the milk out of the fridge.
Good. How far is it from your house to Moncloa?
It's 13 kilometers from my house to Moncloa.
Exactly 13?
Well, no, I don't know.
Okay. Right.
around 13 kilometers from my house to Moncloa.
When was the last time you ate olives?
I ate olives 1 week ago.
Ask him if he prefers green or black olives.
Do you prefer green or black olives?
I prefer green olives.
Ask him how often he eats them.
How often do you eat them?
Maybe once a month.
Ask Mama if she likes olives.
Do you like olives?
I love them. And I'm eating them a lot lately. I've been eating
really?
A lot lately,
okay.
Yes.
Did you buy salmon last Saturday?
No, I didn't.
Ask her how often she buys salmon.
When?
Ask her how often.
How often do you buy salmon?
Well, I buy salmon quite often as well.
Very good. How often do you drink fizzy water?
What's fizzy?
Fizzy, con gas.
Con gas, yeah. I never drink fizzy water.
Yeah, more formally called sparkling.
Okay.
Yeah. Sparkling water, yeah. Is Coke healthier than water? Coca-Cola, not the other one.
No, it's not.
Okay, very good. Are there any lakes in Madrid?
Yes, there are.
Ask him where the lakes are.
What are, where are the lakes?
In the range of mountains?
In, you could just say in the mountains.
In the mountains.
In the mountains, yeah, would be the simplest thing. Did you go to El Escorial last week?
No, I didn't.
Very good. Who likes to visit towns near Madrid, you or me?
Both of us like to visit towns near Madrid.
Ask him what his favourite town in the community of Madrid is.
What is your favourite... What's your favourite town in the community of Madrid?
Well, Madrid.
Yeah, Madrid itself. But I say, not the smaller towns.
I don't know.
Ask me what my favourite Madrid town is.
What's your favourite Madrid town?
I think Rascafría is my favourite one.
Okay.
The monastery is. Yeah, very good. Is Fifth Avenue one of the most famous streets in the world?
Yes, it is.
Very good. Is Las Vegas bigger than New York?
No, it isn't.
Very good. Where is Las Vegas, as in what state is it in?
Las Vegas is in Nevada.
Why is it called Nevada?
Why is it called?
Yeah.
Because it snows.
Yeah, because of snow. Even though there's a desert in the wintertime, yeah. It snows on the mountains there. Yeah, very good. Who's the most famous tennis player from Las Vegas?
I don't know.
Andre Agassi. Do you want to go to Las Vegas?
Sorry?
Do you want to go to Las Vegas?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Ask Gabrielle if he likes to gamble.
Do you like to gamble?
No, I don't.
Okay, ask him if online gambling is a problem with young men in Britain and Ireland.
Ask him
if online gambling is a problem with young men in Britain and Ireland.
Is online gambling a problem in British and Ireland?
In Britain and Ireland.
In Britain and Ireland.
For young men.
For young men.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess it is.
Quite a big problem. A big problem. Yeah. What's correct? An uniform or a uniform?
A uniform.
Very good. Is there a dog under the table?
No, there isn't.
Ask him how his poor dog is doing these days.
What's your poor...
No, not what. How.
How is your poor dog doing these days?
Very good.
Very bad.
Very bad. Poor
really?
Thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Did we speak yesterday?
Sorry?
Did we speak yesterday?
Yeah, no, we didn't.
Ask her when we last spoke.
When did you last speak?
We last spoke last month.
Actually, the month before. I think we last spoke in July.
In July.
Okay. Yeah, very good. What is Tokyo famous for?
Tokyo is famous for...
Famous
for its fish.
Okay, all right, very good. Traffic and lots of things, yeah. Ask me what my middle name is.
What's your middle name?
What does she want to know?
She wants to know what your middle name is.
My middle name is Kevin. Ask me why I'm called Kevin.
Why are you called Kevin?
Kevin was a popular name when I was a kid, and he was one of the apostles of St. Patrick. What does apostle mean?
Apostle.
Yes. And so if you go to a beautiful place to the south of Dublin called Glen Dulloch, which means the Valley of Two Lakes, there's a beautiful monastery that he built in probably the 7th century, which is almost completely intact. It's one of the best preserved places. And when I asked my parents, I said, by the way, why is my middle name Kevin? And they said, I don't know. We just chose it. Yeah.
Okay. Do you use it?
No, only on now. These things cause us giris a problem in Spain.
Yes, no.
Because I remember filling out when I came here first, and you fill out things like your NIE application, your social security, but most of all when you, for example, you go to the bank and they still call me El Señor Kevin because Andreas Kevin Fitzgerald, and they think that the middle name is the first surname.
Yeah.
So this is still a problem, Senor Kevin.
And for us, it's the same when we go to the United States. Some people call us with our second surname. Because they think the first surname is our middle name.
Because, yes, it's very common in our countries that almost everybody has two, we used to say Christian names. Now you can't say that anymore. It's two first names. Yeah, that's true. Okay. When was the last time you talked to Richard Vaughan? Or Richard Baugen. Richard Baugen.
2 minutes ago.
Very good.
I last talked to Richard Vaughan 2 minutes ago.
Very good. Is there a police station near your house?
No, there isn't.
Very good. How much money is there in a millionaire's bank account? Answer with a lot.
There's a lot of money in a millionaire's bank account.
Very good. What is Jamie to Josh if Josh is Jamie's grandfather?
Jamie, Joseph's grandson.
Josh. Yes. What's Josh short for?
Sorry?
What's Josh short for?
George.
No.
From Joseph.
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 No. Joshua.
Joshua.
Yeah, Joshua. Very good. Let's do a quick bit of translation. Siempre hay una primera vez.
There's always a first time.
Good. No he tenido muchas oportunidades.
I haven't had many opportunities.
Good. A synonym of opportunities?
Chances.
Another full sentence with chances?
I've never had... I haven't had many chances.
Good. Ahora vas a tener una.
Now you are going to have one.
Good. Nunca he visto a una mujer como ella.
I've never seen a one like her.
Good. Él ha perdido mucho peso.
He's lost a lot of weight.
Good. Él ha hecho muchas cosas por mí.
He's done a lot of things for me.
Very good. Me ha ayudado en muchas ocasiones.
He's helped me in many occasions. In many.
Change the preposition.
Too many. He's helped me on many occasions.
Yeah, not in. On many occasions.
Yeah, yeah. He's helped me on many occasions.
Very good. Siempre ha estado cerca cuando le he necesitado.
He's always been near when I've needed him.
Very good. Nunca ha pedido nada a cambio.
He's never asked for anything in return.
Very good. Siempre ha sido honesto y leal.
He's always been honest and loyal.
Very good. Make the B a bit harder in the bean.
He's always been honest and loyal.
Very good. Siempre ha sido amable y servicial.
He's always been amiable and helpful.
Very good. Very good. Very good. And another way of saying amiable?
Kind.
Yes, very good. Me gustaría conocerle.
I'd like to meet him.
Estará aquí dentro de unos minutos.
He'll be here in a few minutes.
No, make. How do you say talón?
Talón.
He'll
be here in a few minutes.
Very good. Debe de ser un hombre muy bondadoso.
He must be a very good man.
Okay, yeah, or a very...
Kind
man. Very good, yeah. Debe de tener muchos amigos.
He must have a lot of friends.
A bit slower with a lot
must,
of.
He must have a lot of friends.
Good. Debe de ser muy generoso.
He must be very generous.
Good. ¿Ha hecho alguna vez algo malo?
Has he ever done anything bad?
Nunca ha hecho nada malo.
He's never done anything bad.
¿Ha levantado alguna vez la voz?
Has he ever raised his voice?
Nunca ha hecho eso.
He's never done that.
Good. ¿Ha perdido alguna vez la paciencia?
Has he ever lost his patience?
Good. Eso nunca le ha pasado.
That has never happened to him.
Good. In contract.
That's never happened to him.
Very good. ¿Te ha llamado alguna vez idiota?
Has he ever called you an idiot?
Good. ¿Tú qué crees?
What do you think?
¿Cree que debe de ser un tipo extraño?
I think he must be a strange guy.
Yeah. He must be the perfect. He must be the perfect human being. All right. Let's do a little bit of practice with... You're going to ask me questions about quantities. So I would say, for example, ask me about the quantity of sugar in a can of Coke. And you will say, how much sugar is there in a can of Coke? And then I get you to do some affirmatives and negatives. Ask me about the quantity of sugar in a can of Coke.
How many sugar is there? How much sugar is there in a can of Coke?
Good. Now the answer is 39 grams. Now give me a full answer with 39 grams.
There is 39 grams in a can of
sugar.
Of sugar. There is 39 grams of sugar in a can of Coke.
Good. Ask me about the quantity of people in that company.
How many people are there in that company?
The answer is 528.
There's 500. Oh, people. There are 528 people in that company.
Very good. Now, at least half of native speakers in the world will say theirs, but it's bad English. It's incorrect. Ask me about the quantity of buses from here every day.
How many buses are from here every day?
How many buses are there?
How many buses are there from here every day?
The answer is 17.
There are 17 buses from here every day.
Very good. What's the difference between bus and bus?
The different.
Yeah.
The difference is that a bus is a way of look of motion. No.
A mode of transport. And what's a bus?
Un jefe.
Yes, because when I say it with my accent, people get confused. Ask me about the quantity of flights he takes every year.
How many flights does he take every year?
The answer is 30.
There are...
No. Ask me again.
How many flights does he take every year?
He takes 30 flights every year.
Ask me about the quantity of oil they sell every quarter.
How much oil... do they sell every quarter?
And again?
How much oil do they sell every quarter?
Very good. And the answer is 3 billion. The answer is 3 billion barrels.
They sell 3 billion barrels of oil every year.
Every quarter. Again?
They sell 3 billion barrels of oil every quarter.
Very good. What's the difference between a Spanish billion and an Irish or British or American billion?
A Spanish billion is 1 million of millions.
Yeah, the Spanish billion is the true billion. And some years ago, for some reason, in English-speaking countries, we started to use 1,000 million as a billion, which technically speaking is not correct. The Spanish billion is the correct one. Ask me about the quantity of electricity he uses every day.
How much electricity does he use every day?
The answer is 3 kilowatts.
He uses 3 kilowatts of electricity every day.
Kilowatts.
He uses 3 kilowatts of...
Say what?
What?
Yeah.
He uses 3 what?
Kilowatts.
He uses 3 kilowatts of electricity every day.
Good. Ask me about the quantity of cars he has.
How many cars does he have?
The answer is 26.
He has 26 cars.
Ask me about the quantity of water they need.
How much water do they need?
The answer is 8.55 liters.
They need 8.55 liters of water every day.
No, just in...
Okay.
Yeah. Ask me about the quantity of board meetings every year.
How many board meetings are there every year?
Very good. And again?
How many board meetings are there every year?
And the answer is 47.
There are 47 board meetings.
No, start again.
There are 47 board meetings every year.
Very good. Ask me about the quantity of beer in the bottle.
How much beer is there in the bottle?
The answer is 500 milliliters.
There is 500 milliliters of beer in the bottle.
Yeah. And even though milliliters is plural, because it's talking about quantity, it's singular. There is. Very good. Ask me about the quantity of tourists in Madrid in August.
What's the quantity?
How many?
How many tourists are there in Madrid in August?
Very good. And again?
How many tourists are there in Madrid in August?
Very good, very good. And repeat.
How many tourists are there in Madrid in August?
Very good. The answer is millions.
There are millions of tourists in Madrid in August.
Very good. Now we'll do a quick bit of vocabulary work. Preocupado.
Worried.
Good. Or?
Concerned.
Concerned. Good. Comercio internacional.
Trade. International trade.
Very good. Or foreign trade. Novato.
Noel?
Novice.
Yes, good. Enfermera.
Nurse.
Good. Obstáculo.
Obstacle.
Yeah, even though it's spelled obstacle, obstacle, obstacle.
Obstacle.
Very good. Pasado de moda.
Out of fashion.
Another way of saying it. One composite word.
Old-fashioned.
Ask him if he's ever drunk an old-fashioned.
Have you ever drunk an old-fashioned?
No, I haven't.
It's a cocktail. It's an American cocktail made from bourbon whiskey. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. Strong, though. Actuación o rendimiento?
Performance.
Very good. Castigo.
Punishment.
Good. Propósito.
Purpose.
Good. Tranquilizador. He is very...
Reassuring.
No, careful.
Reassuring.
How do you say zapato?
Shoe. Reassuring.
Good. Again?
Reassuring.
Good. Repentino.
Sudden.
Good. Supervivencia.
Survivance? Or survival?
Survival.
Survival.
Yeah. Hablador.
Talkative.
Good. Enterrar.
Enterrar. To bury.
Good. Ampliar, físicamente.
To enlarge.
Careful the pronunciation.
To enlarge.
To enlarge. Good. Hacer frente a.
To face.
Good. Burlarse de.
To make of. To make. To mock.
To mock.
To mock.
Or to make.
To make fun of.
Very good. Fabricar. Formal word.
To make.
More
to,
formal.
To produce.
More formal.
To manufacture.
Yeah. Manu.
Manufacture.
To manufacture.
Good. Desempeñar un papel.
To carry. No. To desempeñar.
What is it, papel in this case?
To play a role.
To play
yes,
a role.
Yes, very good.
To play a role.
Buscar y contratar a personal.
To hire.
Okay, good.
To look for and to hire.
No, another word. One word. Beginning with R.
To recruit.
Yeah. Alquilar.
To hire.
The other word
to
you
rent.
Used. Yes, good. Seguir. Sorry, also it can be to hire, for example, a car. Yes, yes. Seguir en contacto con.
To keep in touch with.
Very good. Suministrar.
To supply.
Very good. And a diferencia de.
Unlike.
Ask her if she's unlike her brother.
Are you unlike your brother?
Again?
Are you unlike your brother?
We look a lot alike.
Very good. We look a lot alike. Ask her if she looks a lot. If she looks very like her sister.
Do you look like your sister?
Yes, a lot.
Yeah. Yes, you do. Because she comes. Your sister comes here on Wednesdays. Yeah. But now she's away.
She's in Seville.
In Seville. Hmm. Okay, very good. Let's do a quick bit of present conditional. All right. So the usual thing. I teach English because I need money. If you didn't need any money, you wouldn't teach. She enjoys her job because she meets a lot of interesting people.
If she didn't meet a lot of interesting people, she wouldn't like her job.
Enjoy. From the beginning.
If she didn't meet a lot of interesting people, she wouldn't enjoy her job.
He doesn't like his job because he doesn't deal with interesting things.
If he dealt with interesting things, he would enjoy his job.
He would like his job.
Yeah.
If he dealt with interesting things, he would like his job.
Michael is tall because his father is tall.
If his father weren't tall, he wouldn't be tall.
Very good. He's successful because he doesn't make mistakes.
If he made mistakes, he wouldn't be successful.
Very good. His progress is slow because he doesn't go to class very often.
If he went to classes more often,
very good.
His progress would be quick.
Okay, or quicker.
Quicker.
Yeah, very good. I don't leave home before 6 because the sun doesn't rise before 6.
If the sun rose before 6, you would leave home before 6.
Very good. People can't read my writing because I don't write clearly.
If you wrote clearly, people would be able to read your writing.
Good. Ask him if he has neat handwriting.
Do you have neat handwriting?
No, I don't.
Do you follow the stereotype of doctors and dentists?
I don't even understand my writing.
Very good. Me the same sometimes. He feels sleepy all day because he doesn't sleep much at night.
If he slept more at night, he wouldn't feel sleepy during the day.
Okay, or all day. Very good. I buy the newspaper every day because it doesn't cost much.
If it cost much?
If it cost more,
I wouldn't read the newspaper. I wouldn't buy the newspaper every day.
And again.
If it cost more, I wouldn't buy the newspaper every day.
No, careful of your wouldn't.
Wouldn't.
Yeah. How do you say owl in Spanish?
Búho.
Now take away the B.
Uo.
And add a D. So, O-H-A-O-D. How do you say it?
What?
Yep.
What?
Yep.
Okay.
So, I buy the newspaper every day because it doesn't cost much.
If it cost more, I wouldn't buy the newspaper every day.
Very good. He doesn't earn good commission because he doesn't sell many cars.
If he sold more cars...
Careful of your D, sold.
If he sold more cars, he would earn more commissions.
Very good. Now, in American English, they have commission as uncountable. So they would say commissions. For me, it's... Sorry.
Commission.
They have it as countable. I would say uncountable. Yeah. So both are right. His office is full of papers because he never throws away old documents.
If he threw away old documents, his office wouldn't be full of papers.
Very good. She doesn't have an income because she doesn't have a job.
He had a job. If she had a job, he would have an... If she had a job, she would have an income.
Good. He's very thin because he doesn't eat much.
If he ate more, he wouldn't be so thin.
Very good. She doesn't learn much because she doesn't make an effort.
If she made an effort, she would learn more.
Very good. He's here because he's my brother.
If he weren't your brother, he wouldn't be here.
Very good. Now we have a little bit of time. We're going to practice quickly with as long as and provided that. So I will say, for example, I will do it only if you support me. And if I say as long as, I want you to say I will do it as long as you support me. And if I say provided that, I want you to say I will do it provided that you support me. All right? So I will do it only if you support me, as long as.
I will do it.
I will.
I will do it as long as he support me.
As long as you support me.
Okay. I will do it as long as you support me.
Support.
Support me.
Again.
I will do it as long as you support me.
Support.
Support me.
Good. I will, sorry, and now with provided that.
I will do it provided that you support me.
I will go there only if you come with me, as long as.
You will go there as long as you come with me.
Very good. Provided that.
I will go there provided that you go there.
You come with me.
You come with me.
Again?
I will. I don't remember.
I will go there.
I will go there provided you.
Provided that you
come with me.
Good. One more time before the break.
I will go there provided that you come with me.
Very good. Very good. Stay with us, folks. We'll be back with you in 4 minutes.
Años descubriendo junto a ti. ¿Crees que tienes un buen nivel de inglés? Vete a Bowentown y date cuenta, nada más llegar, de que tu dominio es más cercano al cero absoluto. En inglés decimos humble pie, o sea, comer tarta de humildad. Bowentown te dará primero un rudo despertar. Y conforme pasan los días, un nuevo despertar. Un despertar lleno de seguridad, confianza y convicción. Si existen los milagros, Bowentown se cuenta entre ellos.
Si te acabas de licenciar, no entres en el mercado laboral ni te plantees un máster hasta no resolver del todo la cuestión del inglés. Resuelve el tema ahora, mientras eres joven y tienes tiempo. Después es casi imposible. Y recuerda, para los reclutadores vale más un probado dominio del inglés que una decena de másters.
Llámanos 911-133-5833.
Para todo y atiende este tema mientras puedas.
911-133-5833.
Vaughan te lo resolverá.
Ven a hacer tu prueba de nivel. Sin compromiso, tu prueba de nivel gratis. Llámanos 911-133-5833.
Si tiene hijos recién licenciados o en su último año de carrera, asegúrese de que resuelvan, ahora que pueden, su dominio del inglés. Es importante quitar este problema de en medio ahora, antes de que entren en el mercado laboral. Si no, lo más probable es que nunca lo resuelvan.
Sí, sí, ya lo solucionaré. Decimos eso constantemente. Llámenos 911-33-5833. 911-33-5833.
Con nuestro MIP, nuestro Máster en Inglés Profesional, resolverás de por vida tu preocupación por el inglés. Podrás desenvolverte sin problemas. Quita de en medio el inglés ahora, en cuanto puedas. El Máster en Inglés Profesional de Vaughan.
Déjate de excusas, déjate de miedos, de vergüenza. Ven a vernos, ven a conocernos, ven a hacer tu prueba de nivel. Sin compromiso, tu prueba de nivel gratis. Llámanos 911-33-5833. 911-33-5833.
Experiencia laboral, 2 años. Nivel de inglés... Yo qué sé, ¿qué pongo?
En Vaughan te lo ponemos aún más fácil. Llama al 911-133-5833 e infórmate sobre el WebMIP, el máster en inglés profesional de fin de semana. 911-133-5833. Infórmate, WebMIP, máster en inglés profesional de fin de semana. Para ti, que no tienes tiempo, pero estás decidido a solucionar de una vez por todas tu problema con el inglés. 911-133-5833.
Listening to
every day
to listen to Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
Tune in every day.
Vaughan Radio.
Manu
Manolito, sal del coche, que hasta las 5 no tienes clase de inglés, hombre. Y son las 3. Manolito, que salgas del coche, te he dicho.
Tus hijos adorarán la vuelta al cole si los apuntas al Club Junior de Vaughan. Clases divertidísimas con los mejores profes de inglés para niños y jóvenes de 4 a 17 años. Apúntalos ya en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
My parents took me to classes. They thought it was good for my future. I didn't know it, but I realized that I had an advantage against other people. At the beginning, it was hard.
Be like Jesus. Be like them.
Descubre más en grupovaughan.com.
Maybe I like it too much. Ask me if Nacho's ever late.
Is Nacho ever late?
Never. Ask me what time he gets here in the morning.
What time does
What
time does he get here in the morning?
Usually around 20 past 7. Yeah. Ask me if he's like a Swiss clock.
Is he like a Swiss clock?
Yes, he is. How do you say a Swiss clock in Spanish?
Reloj suizo.
Yeah. Never late. Never late. And the cleaners here are never late. And they get here at about 7.
Yeah.
Ask me what I think of people who have bad punctuality.
What do you think about people that have bad punctuality?
I think they should be locked up. Locked up and the key should be thrown away. Yeah. It's bad manners. I mean, everyone can be late now and again, but people who just think they come and go whenever they like? No. There's an old English expression, they come and go without as much as a by your leave, which was an old way of saying please. If you listen to old, not just old movies, but movies that are set maybe in the 1800s, they would say by your leave. Meaning, please, people don't say it anymore, but yeah, but not so much as a buy or leave. Let's finish off with as long as and provided that. I'll write the report only if you promise to sign it, as long as.
I'll write the report as long as you write it. You bite it.
You promise to sign it.
I'll write the report as long as you promise to sign it.
Good, provided that.
I'll write the report, provided that you wanted to sign it.
Promise.
You promise to sign it.
Yeah, okay.
I'll write the report, provided that you promise to sign it.
Good. I'll call the meeting only if at least 10 managers attend, as long as.
I'll call the meeting as long as only 10 managers attend.
No, only.
Okay. As long as 10 managers attend.
Good, and again.
I'll call the meeting as long as 10 managers attend.
Attend. Good. Provided that.
I'll call the meeting provided that 10 managers attend.
I'll fly there only if you pay for my accommodation.
I'll fly there as long as you pay for my accommodation.
Good, and again.
I'll fly there as long as you pay for my accommodation.
Good. And as provided that.
I'll fly there provided that you pay for my accommodation.
Good. Can you say accommodations?
Accommodations.
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, in American English, yes, you can. I'll arrange the party only if you promise to stay sober, as long as.
I'll arrange the party as long as you promise to stay sober.
Provided that.
I'll arrange the party as provided that you stay and you promise to stay sober.
And again.
I'll arrange the party provided that you promise to stay sober.
Good. Sober.
Sober.
Good. What's sober in Spanish?
Sobrio.
Yes. I'll teach the class only if you pay me in advance, as long as.
I'll teach the class as long as you pay me in advance.
Provided that.
I'll teach the class, provided that you pay me in advance.
Good. I'll make the offer only if you back it up with technical support, as long as.
I'll make the offer as long as you pay me back. No.
As long as you give me back technical support.
I'll make the offer only if you back it up with technical support.
I'll make the offer only as you back me.
Start again.
I'll make the offer as long as you back me up.
You back it up.
As I'll make the offer as long as you back it up with technical support.
Good, and again, support.
Support.
Now again.
I'll make the offer as long as you back it up with technical support.
Good. Provided that.
I'll make the offer, provided that you back it up with technical support.
And again.
I'll make the offer, provided that you back it up with technical support.
Technical support.
Technical support.
Very good. Now we're going to do a bit of work with direct and indirect objects. So I would ask a question, for example. I would say, when did Michael and Denise show the book to their mother? And I will want you to say, when did they show it to her? So when did Michael and Denise show the book to their mother?
When did they show it to her?
Very good. When did the woman hand the documents to Nigel?
When did she hand...
No, start again.
When did she... When did she hand them to him?
Very good. And again?
When did she hand them to him?
Good. When did the workers deliver the merchandise to the inspector?
When did they deliver it?
Now start again.
When did they deliver it to him?
Good. When did your uncle sell his car to the Smith family?
When did he sell it to them?
Very good. When did Natasha receive the ticket from her cousin?
When did she receive it from him?
Now try again.
When did she receive it from him?
Very good. When did the parents take the toy from their daughter?
When did they take it from her?
Good. And again.
When did they take it from her?
Good. When did you buy the computers from the dealer?
When did I buy it from...
Computers.
When did I buy them? From them. From them.
Yeah, again. Well, no, singular. So let's say the dealer is a man.
Okay.
When did I
buy them from him?
Again.
When did I buy it? When did I buy it from them? No. From him?
When did I buy them from him?
When did I buy them from him?
One more time.
When did I buy them from him?
Good. Now, one more time with no hesitation.
When did I buy them from him?
Very good. Ask him how many computers he has in his office.
How many computers do you have in your office?
7 or 8.
Okay. And ask him if he bought them or if he leases them.
Did you buy them or did you lease them?
I bought them.
Very good. And ask him if he always buys them from the same dealer.
Do you always buy them from the same dealer?
Again.
Do you always buy them from the same leader?
Dealer. Again.
Do you always buy them from the same dealer?
No, I don't.
Okay, ask him how many different dealers he buys them from.
How many different dealers do you buy them from?
2 or 3 dealers.
Okay.
It depends on the prices.
Okay, now ask him if this is true. If you lose a tooth, you should put it into a glass of milk. Ask me if that's true.
Is it true that if you lose a tooth, you should put it into a glass of milk?
Well, they say so.
Ah, but it's not proven.
Well, I don't know, but it's not bad. So it's better to keep in your own mouth.
To keep it in your mouth?
Yes, with your saliva.
Ah, okay. Yeah. All right. Very good.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, when did the postman give the letters to the woman?
When did he deliver it?
No, give.
When did he deliver?
Give.
When did he give them to her?
Very good. And again.
When did he give them to her?
Very good. And repeat.
When did he give them to her?
Very good. One more time.
When did he leave them to her? When did he
give
them to her?
Very good. Now. When did you buy the computers from the dealer?
I bought the computer.
No, but ask me the question.
Okay. When did you buy the computers from the dealer?
When did you buy them from him?
Okay. Again.
When did you buy them from him?
When did you buy them from him?
Very good. Very good. Okay. Let's do a quick bit of translation. No han llegado todavía.
They haven't arrived yet.
Good. Pronounce the T in haven't.
They haven't arrived yet.
¿Por qué no han llegado todavía?
Why haven't they arrived yet?
Good. Now, why haven't they arrived yet? Yet. Again.
Why haven't they arrived yet?
Arrived yet.
Arrived yet.
How do you say no in Russian?
Nein.
Niet.
Niet.
Niet. So why haven't they arrived yet?
Why haven't they arrived yet?
Very good. ¿Por qué están todavía en camino?
Why are... Where are they?
It's affirmative. ¿Por qué están todavía en camino?
Because they are still on their way. Yes. Because they are still on their way.
Very good. What's made in a still? A still as a noun. What's made in a still?
In a still. Iron. I know. A still.
No. Moonshine.
Moonshine.
What's moonshine? Moonshine is illicit alcohol.
Okay.
It's like clearoruco, but it's illegal.
Okay.
And in Ireland we call it potsheen, which comes from the Irish word for a little pot. So it's called the still. So you actually still go to Ireland still. And there are a lot of bars that would be called the potsheen still, which was a place where the illegal alcohol was made. So, ¿por qué están todavía en camino?
Because they are still on the way.
Good. Ask me though, yeah?
Have you eaten yet?
Good. No he comido todavía.
I haven't eaten yet.
Good. ¿Por qué no has comido todavía?
Why haven't you eaten yet?
Again?
Why haven't you eaten yet?
Porque todavía estoy estudiando.
Because I'm still studying.
Very good. ¿Todavía sales con ella?
Are you still dating her?
Good. And a phrasal verb instead of dating?
Going out with her.
Very good. And again?
Are you still going out with her?
Very good. Now use the question with do.
Do you still go out with her?
Very good. Todavía salimos juntos.
We still go out together.
And again?
We still go out together.
¿Le has pedido ya que se case contigo?
Have you asked her to marry yet?
Almost. To marry you yet.
To marry you yet?
And again?
Have you asked her to marry you yet?
No, todavía no.
No, I haven't.
Or simply, no.
No, not yet.
Not yet. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Very good. ¿Tienes intención de hacerlo?
Do you intend to do it?
Good, and ask the question with are.
Are you intending? Are you trying to do it?
Use plan.
Are you planning to do it?
Good. No lo sé todavía.
I don't know yet.
¿Has conocido a sus padres?
Have you already met his parents? Her parents? Have you already met her parents?
Simply, have you met her parents?
Have you met her parents?
Sí, ya los he conocido.
Yes, I've already met them.
Again?
Yes, I've already met them.
¿Cómo son?
What do they look like? What do they look like? Or what are they like? What are they like?
Good. ¿Me recuerdan a tus padres?
They regard me from yours. They look like yours.
No, they remind.
They remind me from yours.
En Baugan llevamos más de 40 años con la pasión de formar a los empleados, directivos. A ti llevamos el método Baugan a tu empresa a través de uno de nuestros profesores certificados Baugan, con clases dinámicas e intensas con horarios 100% flexibles o clases de inglés telefónicas para empresas. Su formato mixto entre conversación fluida y corrección con el método Baugan mejorará radicalmente el inglés de tus empleados con los horarios más complicados. Inmersiones lingüísticas totales en las que tus empleados, alejados de los problemas de la vida real, se centrarán exclusivamente en hablar en inglés durante todo el día en nuestro Baugan Town para empresas. O una nueva solución para aquellos colectivos que necesitan flexibilidad con respecto a la ubicación de los alumnos, a la vez que necesitan contacto regular con un profesor. Nuestras clases por videoconferencia para empresas. Y no olvides el máster para ejecutivos en el programa más exigente de Baugan. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com o llamando al 911-333-5831. 911-333-5831. Grupo Baugan. Más de 40 años encontrando soluciones. In Company.
La gente cree que avanzar con el inglés, es decir, progresar, es ir adentrándose cada vez más en las estructuras, vocabulario, giros y expresiones que se supone forman parte del inglés avanzado. Pues no. Avanzar o progresar con el inglés es, diría yo, casi lo contrario. Es ir consolidando una agilidad total con las estructuras más básicas y sencillas. Son estas, las que usamos el 90% de las veces. Las formas más avanzadas las utilizamos 2 veces por día. Las básicas y sencillas, 4 veces por minuto. People think that advancing with English is to progressively move into less explored territory of the language, into structures, vocabulary, and expressions that supposedly make up advanced English. This is wrong. To advance or progress with English is almost the opposite. It is to continue to consolidate absolute agility with the most basic structures, structures that are seemingly simple, but that make up 90% of everything we say on a daily basis, even in demanding communication environments. We use more advanced forms and structures once or twice a day. However, we use basic structures four times a minute. Mastery of any art starts with a mastery of the fundamentals. Without a good solid foundation, you will never build a skyscraper with your English. Here in Vaughan, we will help you build a solid foundation. And then together we will move forward with that skyscraper.
Welcome back to the program, and excuse my absence. Ask me what happened to me.
What happened to you?
I got a cough. I couldn't speak. Yeah. So to see if I can last another 10 minutes actually. All right. Where were we? Me recuerdan a tus padres.
They remind me of your parents.
Parents. Yeah. More D in remind. They remind me of
your parents.
Good. Deben de ser buena gente.
They must be good people.
Very good. Se está haciendo tarde.
It's getting late.
Good. ¿Por qué no te has acostado aún?
Why haven't you go to bed yet?
No, more be in the bed.
Why haven't you gone to bed yet?
To bed yet. Yeah, how do you say no in Russian?
Night.
We don't know Russian. At least me.
Yeah. Why haven't you gone to bed yet?
Why haven't you gone to bed yet?
Very good. Todavía no tengo sueño.
I am not sleepy yet.
Again?
I'm not sleepy yet.
Very good. ¿Has puesto ya el despertador?
Have you set the alarm clock yet?
Good. Now make it personal. Your alarm clock.
Have you set your alarm clock yet?
This is a curiosity of English compared to Spanish. We personalize possessions more than you do. For example, like you would say, I don't know, la mano. And we would say my hand. We would sometimes use it in a very colloquial way. If someone has a problem with their leg, who's a friend of yours, you say, hey, how's the leg? But in general, how's your leg? So, ¿has puesto ya el despertador?
Have you set your alarm clock yet?
Lo pondré más tarde.
I'll set it later.
Very good. Pon la mesa.
Lay the table.
Or?
Set the table.
Very good. ¿Alguien ha estado aquí?
Someone has been here.
And again?
Someone has been here.
Very good, very good. Let's do a little bit of practice with phrasal verbs. With to take plus prepositions. So, do you always take on extra tasks?
No, sometimes I take on extra tasks.
Good again.
I sometimes take on extra tasks.
Good. Now, during the Soviet years, we have a Russian team, very Russian this morning. What was the name of the Soviet news agency that broadcast?
Pravda.
There was another one. They had a second one. It was called TASS.
TASK.
No.
Ah, la gente TASS.
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 Yeah, they had Pravda and TASS. I don't know why they had two. Yeah.
Okay.
So TASS. I think TASS was a newspaper.
Oh, maybe TASS was, and Pravda was the agency.
Yeah, and Pravda was a newspaper.
So, do you always take on extra tasks?
I sometimes take on extra tasks.
Good. Do you always take back the books you borrow?
Yes, I always take back. Well, no. No, I don't always take back the books I borrow.
Very good. Do you always take care of the big problems at home?
Yes, I always take care of the big problems at home.
Very good. Ask her if she does the gardening.
Do you do the gardening?
No, I don't.
Ask her who does the gardening.
Who does the gardening?
My husband does.
Ask her if he's a good gardener.
Is he a good gardener?
He's an excellent
gardener. Nice garden, sorry. Ask Mammon if she always takes care of her neighbor's kids.
Do you always take care of your neighbor's kids?
No, I don't.
Very good. Do you always take down the paintings when you go on holiday?
The paintings?
Yeah, because your house is full of original Picassos, right?
No, I don't always take down the paintings when I go on holidays.
Very good. Yeah, you can say both on holidays.
Okay.
Yesterday I heard my sisters complaining about that Irish people are now saying vacation much more than holiday. That American English is becoming more...
Do you say vacation or holiday?
I would say holiday.
Okay.
But sometimes, for clarity here, because obviously when you're working in a place like this and you have American teachers, Australian teachers, Irish, British, etc., you have to use vacation when you're talking about their annual leave. Mm. How do you say annual leave in Spanish?
Las vacaciones anuales.
Yeah, what's your legal entitlement. Mm. So sometimes we have to use a bit of both. Do boys always take after their fathers?
No, boys don't always take after their fathers.
Good. Ask him if he takes after his father.
Do you take after your father?
Not so much.
Okay, ask him if he looks like his father.
Do you look like your father?
Yes, I look like my father.
Okay, ask him if he has the same build as his father.
Do you have the same build as your father?
Again.
Do you have the same build as your father?
What's the build? The height?
More
the shape.
The complexion?
Not so much the complexion, but the body shape.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Okay, very good. And do girls always take after their mothers?
No, they don't.
And give me the full answer.
No, girls not always.
Girls don't.
Girls don't always take after their mothers.
Very good, very good. Now we're going to practice a little bit with to meet versus to know. All right. When did you first meet me?
I first met you about 3 years ago.
Say again?
I first met you 3 years ago.
And how long have you known me?
I've known you for 3 years.
Oh, very good. When did you first meet me?
I first met you in 2008 or 2009.
And how long have you known me?
I've known you for 10 years.
Okay, for your pronunciation.
10 or 11 years.
Years, very good, very good. Do you know a lot of people?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Do you know a lot of people in this company?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Do you meet a lot of people every day?
Yes, I do.
Very good. Do you know people before or after you meet them?
I know people after I meet them.
Very good. Did you know me before you met me?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Did you know about me before you met me?
Yes, I knew about you before I met you.
You did?
Yes.
Ask her how she knew about me before she met me.
How did you know him before?
About him.
Did you know about him before you met him?
I know. How would you say that in Spanish? To know about someone.
Saber de alguien.
Yes. Yeah. So ask her again.
How... did you know about him before you met him?
Because I remember that Matilda Ciro told me that you were going to be my teacher.
Ah, okay. All right. Do you know a lot of young people?
Yes, I do.
Do you know a lot of people?
Yes, quite a lot.
Very good. When you meet someone, what do you say when you want to be polite?
Nice to meet you.
Very good. And when you see someone you know, what do you say?
Hello, what's up, or how are you?
Very good. All right, let's do a quick bit of practice with the numbers before we finish. 1177.
1177.
1777.
1777.
7770.
7770.
9901.
9901.
Again.
9901.
9011.
9011.
Good. 1119.
1119.
Good. 3333.
3333.
Very good. 3330.
3330.
111. I'm getting mixed up. 1110.
1110.
Good. 1109.
1,109.
Good, and again?
1,109.
One more time.
1,109.
Very good. 1,344.
1,344.
3,441.
3,441.
8,673. 3456. That's it for today, folks. Excuse my coughing absence. And congratulations to our good friend Alberto Alonso and his wife Diana on their birthday,
really?
Of their baby daughter Lara yesterday.
Okay.
Congratulations.
Have a good day and stay tuned, and we'll be right back. We'll be back with you in about 4 minutes. Bye bye.
En Vaughan llevamos más de 40 años con la pasión de formar a los empleados, directivos, a ti. Llevamos el método Vaughan a tu empresa a través de uno de nuestros profesores certificados Vaughan, con clases dinámicas e intensas, con horarios 100% flexibles, o clases de inglés telefónicas para empresas. Su formato mixto entre conversación fluida y corrección con el método Vaughan mejorará radicalmente el inglés de tus empleados con los horarios más complicados. Inmersiones lingüísticas totales en las que tus empleados, alejados de los problemas de la vida real, se centrarán exclusivamente en hablar en inglés durante todo el día en nuestro Vaughan Town para empresas. O una nueva solución para aquellos colectivos que necesitan flexibilidad con respecto a la ubicación de los alumnos, a la vez que necesitan contacto regular con un profesor. Nuestras clases